in my heart. Guys, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Ew.
Sorry.
Emma just coughed directly into the mic.
Guys, sickness is everywhere.
There's a plague spreading.
There's a plague spreading, and I'm a victim of it. And by I'm a victim of it, I mean I'm facing the consequences of everyone else's sickness today.
So me and Toby have been a victim of it.
Well, I was a victim of it, but like a couple weeks ago. Do I know those people? Oh, I know.
About a week ago.
Anyway.
Oh, should we intro?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You're listening to KCX 93.1 FM Conway, Arkansas, and this is
Off the Dome.
I'm Emma.
I'm Avery.
Usually we do that before and I forgot.
Don't worry. Me too.
Me too.
Are my levels high?
Yeah, a little bit.
I
thought I turned you up on purpose because you're in a mask.
That's what the mask is. That's what the point of the mask is. Do you guys know about Damascus?
Like, biblically?
Biblically? I thought that was a place in Ohio or Iowa or Idaho.
It's in the Bible. Wait, Sarah says if it shows...
Oh my gosh, Damascus is literally a town in Arkansas.
Yeah.
I knew it was somewhere.
In your home state? Wait, no, it doesn't say you're listening.
Do, do,
do. It doesn't have anyone listening in Iowa,
That's such a good song.
It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Guess who has a Valentine? It's not me. Although I'm having to do a lot of proxy Valentining this year.
Wow, Emma, your life is just so hard.
It's so hard. Actually, my life is really hard today. Anyway, Avery has a Valentine, but whatever. But the theme of this episode is Valentine's.
Because it's tomorrow, and we are really creative individuals. And we pick... Guys, you're not even ready. You're not even ready for the songs we picked. Obviously, if it's Valentine's themed, these are love songs that are either really good and catchy or really bad and catchy. Or
but they're all
bad.
Catchy. Oh, which one's bad?
I don't know, actually.
You don't want... No.
You don't want... Oh, wait. No, I... Spoil.
You didn't hear that. Okay, we're going to go to our next song, and then we'll come back and do our good weeks and bad weeks.
Yes.
The next song is Love Song by Sarah Bareilles. I really relate to this because it's about not writing a love song. Once again. Dr. Zorick called tomorrow International Single Awareness Day, and I really like that. So that's what I'm going to actually be calling it from now on. But it's okay because... Someone whose name rhymes with Shmera is our whole entire friend group's honorary girlfriend. I don't think she knows that, but we did title her that, so it's okay. This one goes out to you, Shmera Schmolhern.
Soon to see if I'm happy in your head.
tell me it's make or break in this. Is that why you wanted a love song? 'Cause you asked for it, 'cause you need one. You see, I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you tell me it's make or break in this. If you're on your way, I'm not gonna write you to stay. If your heart isn't wearing it, I don't want it for a minute.
That song is so magical, I always forget.
I had to get up and dance.
Literally.
Literally.
Okay. What was that giggle?
Can I not giggle? Am I not allowed to giggle?
Yeah. Okay. I feel my life crumbling in front of my eyes.
All I can think about is the breakdancing grave.
Guys, our friend Joni did this thing at the table the other day when she said, watch this great breakdance, and then literally just spun it, and Avery thought it was the funniest thing that has ever happened in life, ever.
I just am reminiscing on, like, how much joy it brought me.
It brought a lot of joy, and Avery skewed the story for herself, because earlier she was like, I was already laughing, and then it just made me laugh more, and I had to remind her that, in fact, she wasn't laughing, and that was what was so jarring.
Oh.
She went from, like, completely neutral, almost, like, awkwardly silent, to cackling and losing her absolute mind in 2 seconds because a grape was spinning on the table.
I just wasn't ready for it.
But my favorite part was Joni going, guys, this really hit too earlier at the table when I was doing it with an apple. Joni, we love you.
Thank you, Joni Baker.
Literally. That's such a good name.
That is such a good name.
I wish my name was Joni Baker.
Emma, you're perfect the way you are. Hello, Emma McGuire.
Hello, lettuce. Hello, lettuce.
Okay. Emma, what was your good and bad week?
I'll start with my bad week. It's today. So, basically, anyone who knows me knows. So, basically, I'm in charge of this party tonight for Vibe called Gaga Gala. This is great. Vibe is cool because it's me and my friend Ivy and our professors, Dr. Pesca, Dr. Goldberg, and Dr. Kennedy, and we're all working together as a team. And now Avery has completely tuned out to what I'm saying because she is texting one Shmira Schmulhern, who's in Ireland. Thank you for coming back to our conversation, Avery. You like how I knew that was what you're doing? Okay, anyway, so I'm doing this planning. Great, I wake up, Ivy's sick. Cool, Ivy's sick. Wait, what's also happening is people aren't signing up to help. So we're already low on people signing up for help. Dr. Pesca, Dr. Kennedy, Dr. Goldberg will not be here tonight. So now it's sick Ivy and me. And I'm having to figure out the logistics of that. I want to fall off a cliff a little bit, but, like, not actually, don't call people about that. I'm fine. I'm, like, I'm good. But I'll be fine tomorrow. But my mommy is here, and she can't even come say hi because I'm so busy. And now I'm not even going to be able to have fun at the Gaga party because I have to be stressed about it all night. So that's just, like, not a lot of fun for me. Also, I'm, like, on the verge of being sick because Toby and Avery have been sick, and I don't listen to anything, and I just ignore it and just hang out with them. Well, I was good about it for a while.
And then you just decided last night that you had just had enough.
I had had enough. I missed my friend.
I know. I really miss you, too.
I was like,
I can't freaking
do this anymore. So
I'm going to turn my mic down. I'm getting really up there.
Anyway. But yeah, so come to Gaga Gala.
Gaga Gala.
I'm stressing a lot to make it fun for everyone. So that was my bad week. Why don't you do one of your weeks while I think of my good week? Because I don't even remember.
We're going to dance at
week.
The Gaga Gala. I'm so excited. Okay, bad week. Illness. I haven't been sick like this in a really long time, so that really sucked. And I get really pathetic when I'm sick, so it was not fun for, like, anybody. Sorry! is I missed 3 days of classes, which is super awesome and great. Feeling on top of the world. Feel like I could miss a lot more. The momentum is not there. But I went to class today. So, a boom! A boom, boom, boom.
Shaka-laka.
A boom, 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 boom,
boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Break. Okay. So, that sucked. Great. Fantastic. Okay. Beautiful thing about being sick, though. We opened both of our windows. And the second window, which we had never yet opened before, doesn't have a screening on it. Okay. Y'all don't shut me down. I don't want the screening on there. Like, it's okay. There's not a screening on there. And so you can just stick your whole head out of the window. And so since then, I've been enjoying sticking my head out the window, enjoying the beautiful, beautiful world, the beautiful night sky, the beautiful day sky, the beautiful air. It's been very lovely. And so that's been my good week.
Wow. I'd say my good week was... Actually, you know what else is a bad week? When Avery was like, I really need a Megger.
Oh, wow. You're really going to make this such a problem for yourself.
And I was at Walgreens. I said, oh, look, I'll get my good dear friend a Megger Hershey's Kiss who's sick. And so I told Avery, and I get berated over text. Emma, Walgreens is not going to have a Megger Hershey's Kiss. It's actually kind of a niche candy item. I don't know why you would go to Walgreens. Why would you even go to Walgreens to get a Megger Hershey's Kiss?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, a girl is trying to do something nice for her friend.
I'm sorry.
So I had to go to Walmart. Okay, actually, I do not care at all, really, if that
happened. Yeah, you're just making me seem like a bad guy who's good week, ill.
Good week was... This is not my good week, but this is a funny thing that I could think of. Yesterday, hanging out with Dr. Irons and Dr. Peska in Dr. Peska's office, and the absolute out-of-pocket things they say in front of me is really beautiful and magical, and I really actually quite enjoy when that happens. So that wasn't the best of my week, but that's what I can remember right now. Because my cognitive load is a lot right now, so don't got a lot of things going on.
And there's that. And we know that, so...
Should we go to our next?
I think we maybe should.
Avery might get pouty for this one.
Why am I going to get pouty?
678-999-8212.
Baby, you know... Oh! Thanks, I needed a lot of context for that. Maybe.
Avery knows a thing or two about kissing people.
Okay, Emma, enough.
Tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone.
Kiss me through the phone.
I'll see you later on. She dialed my number like
678-999-8218.
Baby, you know that I miss you. I wanna get with you tonight, but I cannot, baby girl, and that's the issue. Girl, you know I miss you. I just wanna kiss you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone.
Kiss me through the phone.
I'll see you later.
Guys, okay, really, really quick intro to next song. I put this on here because I like the Glee version of it, but actually, objectively, this version is better, and also, I don't think I care that about the characters who are singing it, but I actually don't really know that for sure.
I love this song.
Who sings this in Glee?
Emma, let's sing it together while it's playing.
We're gonna sing together, Lucky I'm in Love with My Best Friend. Guys, it's getting gay in here. Okay, enjoy this song.
Talking to you across the water.
Sorry guys, I don't know how to use technology.
Ocean under the open sky. Oh my baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams. I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Ooh. They don't know how long it takes.
Waiting for a love like this. To an island where we'll meet. You'll hear the music, feel the air. I'll put a flower in your hair.
Though the breezes through the trees move so pretty, you're all I see. As the world keeps spinning round, you hold me right here, right now.
Lucky I'm in friend, lucky to have been where I have been, lucky to be coming home again. Lucky we're in love in every way,
What a nice, 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 lovely song.
What a freaking lovely as heck.
Lovely. Song. Lovely, isn't it?
Lovely.
Oh. We just found out that we actually hit record on top of someone else's recording, so.
But it's not even on top, will be it's to the side.
To the side. Next to? Next additionally? To.
In addition.
It's like an entourage? No.
So it's not an entourage.
Encore?
There you go.
I don't know. It's an entourage. I don't know what an encore. It's like when I said good riddance.
Oh my god, Avery said good riddance as if it was a positive thing to someone today. See you later and good riddance. Like, Avery, that's not what that means. But the context to which the person it was to was really funny because I didn't actually know if she meant that or not.
I did not. It's just like, it says good in the front. So I was like, this has to mean
Toby
something.
And then Toby goes, that's not what it means. It means like good grief. And I'm like, guys, neither of you know what good riddance means.
Can we look this up?
There's
can
a song check? Called Good Riddance.
Okay, that doesn't tell me anything.
You know the song.
Do I?
Yes, look up Good Riddance on Spotify.
Well, I'm going to look up the definition of good riddance first, actually.
I'll just keep talking. So, guys, here we are. It's 2026. The other day, my professor asked, what year is it? Yeah, me too. What are we even doing here?
You are glad someone or something unwelcome has left
Earth. Thank you. That's literally exactly what I said. Oh, my God. Wait. Actually, good week? I have a good week now.
Oh, perfect.
I got into grad school.
Oh, yay! Yes, you did!
That's really cool.
Monumentous week.
So now I mean, it's not, I don't know if that's the one I want to go to, but now I have a place where I can go regardless of what happens. So that's pretty freaking exciting. But also, Dr. Irons needs to submit my recommendation by tomorrow night for another thing, and she has not done that. Also, now she's in Louisiana for Mardi Gras, so will that get done?
I don't know.
Anyway, we have a banger next song coming up.
Oh my god, what is
Here's
it?
Here's the history. Emma, age 12, falls in love with Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh my gosh, I love this
Emma,
song.
Emma, age 14, tells her mom she wants to do a professional recording of this song. Once you hear these lyrics, you're going to be like, thank god your mom did not let 14-year-old you go into a studio and record you saying these words. But it's so good. It's so good.
So catchy. Toby hates it already. That's when you know I like it.
Would you like to introduce
him? Hello, Hailee Steinfeld? Field?
Feld.
Feld? Hello, Starving.
Hello, Starving. Hello, Lettuce.
Enjoy.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Oh. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Know just how to make my heart beat faster. Emotional earthquake. Bring on disaster. You hit me head on. Got me weak in my knees. Yeah, something inside me. I was so much younger yesterday. Yeah, yeah. So much younger yesterday. We'll be right back.
inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday.
Wasn't that fantastic?
That was pretty freaking fantastic.
Wait, guys, did you know that you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM Conway, Arkansas, and this is
Off the Dome.
Emma, you got quite low with that one.
I did. Okay, guys, we're going right into our next song. Let me set the scene. It fits in our brand of gay and yearning. That's pretty good. Also, guess where me and Avery and also our friend Toby are going to be on July 30th? Seeing this person in concert. And Avery, it's probably not who you're thinking of. It's Gigi Perez, notable gay singer.
Oh, the
song.
We will
be seeing her open for Noah Kahan in July. That's pretty exciting. Anyway, here's Pretty Gay, Pretty Yearning.
Hashtag Sailor
pretty
Song.
Pretty freaking love. Yeah.
Kiss me on the mouth and arm me like a sailor. Then it's like I have am bald with with long earring.
Y'all, we're debating. What are your thoughts? Please let us know in the comments down below. We never posted our episode from last week.
Oh, I've been thinking about that.
Why didn't you think about letting me know?
You're just so busy, Emma.
You're right.
I was thinking about it when I was pondering outside of the window. So really, it was only recently.
Okay. Anyway, we'll get that posted. We'll get this posted. But let us know in the comments below, what are your thoughts on bald people with earrings?
I think bald people can have dangly earrings because, like, they'd have no hair. Okay, can. Anyone can do whatever they want.
Are you perpetuating gender stereotypes?
I'm not.
You just said people with short hair can't wear earrings.
What I said long earrings. Dangly long earrings.
Oh, so boys can't wear dangly earrings?
No, boys have long hair, Emma. Oh my god, Emma, you're you're the one that's being...
Avery Meyer is a perpetuator.
I can't think right now, so Emma's taking advantage of me in a compromised state.
Just like how Avery got mad at me when I went to Walgreens to get her a mega Hershey's kiss. Remember that, Avery?
No,
remember?
I felt it wasn't mad. I wasn't
when you said,
madness.
Why would you do that? Wait, I need to look up actually what the text said.
I just don't think that's what came out. I was more so concerned the fact that, like, oh no, Emma went to Walgreens to get this. It's not going to be there. But my tone of text really didn't, like, make that clear. Let me be clear. Let me be frank.
Let me be clear.
Let me let it be.
Okay, here's the dialogue. She was asking for me to also get food for her and Toby. So mind you, she had just asked for me to do another favor for her, and this is how she treats me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was literally bedridden. I'm
kidding. It's just really funny. It's like when you said you didn't get my brownie. I'm running by Walgreens if you want me to get food there. Mega Hershey kiss at Walgreens? And I said, I think so. And she said, .. Are you sure? And I said, I have no idea, but I'm here. I just assumed they'd have it. And she said, it's kind of a niche item, .. And I said, oh, I was aware of the nicheness. And then she finally answers my earlier question and goes, sure, frozen food. And I said, okay, I'll go to Walmart. And then I'm assuming what happened between these two texts is that she might have got scolded by Sarah, because then immediately it turned into, okay, yes, ma'am, thank you, Emma.
No, that was literally me, like, realizing I sounded evil and was like, I want you to know that I'm not just wanting you to do things because you have a car and can move.
That's kind of a niche item.
No, I was like, no, but that's not what's happening.
No, I know, I'm just kidding.
No, I was like, I was like trying not to be like, you should just go to Walmart. I don't know why, like, that was like, I don't want you to be like wrong, but like, I'm just in a really mean way telling you. Thank you. Guys, I don't know what I was thinking. I couldn't think, and it wasn't making sense.
You didn't get my brownie. One time I forgot to get Emma's brownie, and I got back, and instead of saying, oh, Emma, did you forget my brownie? Or, one second, I'm going to go get myself a brownie. She looked me dead in the eye and went, you didn't get my brownie. And I think this is a good segue into our next song. You added this. It's by notorious broken up band Selena Gomez and The Scene.
That's a band?
Yeah, The Scene was her band, but then they had a big breakup, big fallout. You would know that if you also read the Selena Gomez chapter book over and over on the toilet when you were 8.
I didn't know such thing. But I'm glad you did. Okay, Love You Like a Love Song is up and ready.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on. With the best of all, you are beautiful, like a dream come alive, incredible, a centerfold miracle, lyrical, you saved my life again, and I want you to know, baby, I love you like a love song, baby, I love you like a love song, baby, I love you like a love song, baby. Beep, beep, beep.
Hello.
Avery just got up off the floor. Next song is, in my opinion, one of the most lovely love songs of all time. And I want to play this at my wedding. You just got to really tune into the lyrics. You got to tune into the lyrics. You got to tune into the lyrics, and it will be good.
It will be good.
Freaking Hozier. Let's go.
If the wind turns, fight it a squall, allow the ground to find its brutal way to me.
Manow.
Avery's
having a hard time.
What's that saying? Wait.
Oh my god. Kick a girl while she's down?
Way to kick a girl while she's already down, as I was actually actively down on the ground. Goodness gracious.
Do you know that now?
Okay, anyways, guys, we got one more song, I think. Two?
Yeah, but we only have time for one.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's okay, we don't have to listen to Love You for a Long Time.
But you know what we do get to listen to? You know what? Never think about all that. I'm so sorry, listeners. I bet people hear us and they go, let's turn this. Are you muting me? Oh. I thought you turned my mic off.
I turned the aux back on so I could play this song.
Okay, sorry. Anyways, guys, enjoy You the One by Rihanna. Did I think about the way? You are the one that I think about the way. You are the one that I think about the way. My love is your love. Your love is my love.
that I love you. I need you here with me all the time.
Kazowie. And that, and guys, that was Yuda One.
Yeah, it didn't say that on the screen because I didn't change it, but it was Yuda One. I got almost all of them this time.
Hey, and that's really good. I'm really impressed.
Thanks.
Good work, Emma.
Thanks.
And guys, we gotta go.
Well, in like a couple minutes, but. Yeah, we gotta wrap it up, because unfortunately, it takes us about 52 business hours to deal with our recording and get it saved, so we actually have to cut our show off every week now.
Yeah, unfortunately. Sorry, guys.
Avery, say one sentence to cumulate this experience. And by cumulate, I meant culminate.
Thank you for correcting yourself, because I thought that was the perfect word. I knew what you were talking about.
Okay, that was Avery's sentence, and now...
Wait!
Just kidding.
Very spectacular and lovely dancing, fun, and happy party Valentine's time.
Whoa. I would say, love is in the air.
Your love is my drug. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal that from you. Were you going to say that?
Sometimes I just try to speak and then Avery just...
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I do. Okay, love is in the air. Kamala Harris, your love is my drug. That's what I'm saying.
I'll preach. Okay.
Okay, here's us now on our acoustic acapella.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's acapella just like the Church of Christ.
Okay, and we'll leave that for next week's discussion.
Okay.
Or not.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello.
It's Dome. And it's off.
Something
like the beginning of Let It Go.
I think that's like...